How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
5, 6, 7, 8. Road trip.
I'm glad we talked about, I don't know. I'm glad we talked about the cadence of that though.
Yeah.
Because if I was really like, road trip, and you were like, road trip, it would have been really, really imbalanced.
It's from something. Road trip.
I don't know.
Let us know.
Tell us what is it. Tell us what it's from. All right, here we go. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Gilmore to Say with Tara and Haley. I'm Tara. This is Haley. Hi, Haley.
Hi, Tara.
It's fall. It's Gilmore Girls fall, y'all.
It is fall. Is it actually fall now?
Yeah.
When is the first day of fall?
First day of fall is on the 22nd, which was on Sunday. It is Tuesday the 24th.
So it is fall.
So it's fall. Fall is here.
I was thinking, because like we say spring has sprung. Has fall fallen? Fall has fallen. Fall has descended upon us, so fall has fallen.
That's true. And it is, of course, referencing the falling leaves, and springing is very much about the flowers
blooming
and popping up like a spring. And I would argue that when spring springs, it hasn't quite sprung yet. You know, like on the first day of spring, it's not like spring
has not sprung.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that fall is still in the process of becoming fall. I feel like until we really hit October, it doesn't really feel like fall. But September.
It feels like fall today here.
Does it?
It is chilled. It is rainy. I'm a little cold. I have a blanket in my lap.
Oh, I love it.
I almost lit a candle, but I was like, we'll hold off on flames.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of fall here.
Great.
Fall fell a little bit today for this episode.
Okay. I can't say the same about New York, but maybe by the time this episode airs, it will be the
same. Perhaps.
Who's to say? But today we're here to celebrate Gilmore Girls fall for the third year in a row. I can't believe that we're doing this yet again.
It's our third annual fall.
I love it. Fall, that makes my heart so happy.
We never had fall before that.
Yeah, before that, never had it. Don't know her.
Never had one.
Before we get into it, we have released some new merch in honor of Gilmore Girls fall today. Some brand new merch. We released our fall gazebo a couple weeks ago, and as we mentioned last week, we are releasing our fall essentials merch today, which is so exciting. Haley's wearing it as we speak.
Yes, I love it.
It's so cute. It's so cute. A lot of you have been asking about the background that we've been using on our stories, and that's what we've implemented into the fall essentials. So you can get that now at www.gilmoretosay.com. You can get it as a tee, as a lightweight crew neck, as a regular heavyweight crew neck, as a tote, as a journal. You can get it
on the
can-shaped glass. You can get it on the mug. So many options.
The mug, I do love.
It's so cute.
I'll bring her out. Oh, she's actually kind of far. I can't quite reach her.
That's okay.
You'll see it. Look her up on the www.com.
Yeah.
With the website in the middle.
Yeah.
If you look up www.com, I don't think that'll take you anywhere
useful. It's going to happen if you do that. Yeah. Definitely not to our website, but.
No, absolutely not. But I do love it. It's cutie.
It's very, very cute. So head on over. You can see all the pictures probably on socials, definitely on the website. But oh, it's so cute.
I know. And I don't even remember where the idea came from. I guess I just wanted to have like some Gilmore Girls-y little doodles. Emily Kelly did it for us, of course.
Of course.
Beautiful. But I like it. I like that it's like all these little naturally fall feeling things, books, sweaters, leaves, coffee. But then you've got the cornstarch and you're like,
A little Gilmore Girls nod.
Yeah.
And we have fall on one of those, what are they called? Pennants?
Mm-hmm.
Like a collegiate
pennant,
the Yale one. So we have some nods to Gilmore Girls Roy's sweater, of course, which I'm actually wearing a very similar, like I would say probably one of the best Rory Gilmore sweater dupes I've seen in a while. And I really love it.
It's the oversizedness of it. Because like that's the thing about Rory's is like Rory's is like a muumuu.
This is genuinely a muumuu. This is a small that I'm wearing right now and it is swallowing me whole, but I had to like roll the sleeves.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what Rory does too.
I believe it, like, it's also credited as being a. It's like advertised as being a sweater dress because it's very long. But I don't think I would wear it as a dress. But hers is also long enough to be a dress. So yeah. I will post the details of this soon on our page if I haven't already. But I'm really excited. It's very cozy, very fall, very Gilmore Girls.
Love.
So, as you all know, if you've been with us since the beginning or if you've binged through our entire catalog, this is our third annual fall episode.
Yeah. Or if this is your first time here.
Yeah, that's
true. This is your first fall with us.
Welcome.
We have some fall episodes that you can go back and enjoy. It's true. If you have already listened to them, you can also go back and enjoy them again, I imagine.
Yeah. The same way that we enjoy Gilmore Girls one time every year.
Yeah.
In 2022, we did an Autumn Matter. That was the name of our episode. And it was us kind of starting our journey of going through all of the seasonal episodes of Gilmore Girls. We did it for fall, winter, spring, and summer. And we basically take you kind of on the journey of what fall Gilmore Girls episodes you should incorporate into your rewatch. If you really want to have a Gilmore Girls fall, these are the fall episodes of Gilmore Girls.
And it was because everyone on TikTok was like, why is this a fall show? And we were like, we will answer the question.
Why is this a fall show?
Yes. And it was one of those episodes that, like, we didn't know it was going to do well. We were like, huh. I remember even listening back to it, and I've said this before. I was like, that one was okay. And then that was, like, our most listened to episode that year.
I know. Yeah. People really, really loved it. Which is par for the course. The show is a very fall show. As we answer to that question. And I
take a shot of pumpkin every time we say fall in fall. This episode.
Oh, God. You're going to be really sick. Very orange.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, sorry. Those are the rules. We can't stop them now.
But admittedly, last year's fall episode was probably my favorite. It was How to Have a Gilmore Girls Fall. It was our first video episode. I remember us planning that episode. We were so excited about it. We were together in Denver in August for Podcast Movement. And we were like, what do we want to do for the fall this year? How are we going to top what happened last year with Autumn Matter, which was very unexpected? We were still, you know, in kind of uncharted territory. Admittedly, I still sometimes feel like we're in uncharted territory on this podcast. Like,
always, yeah.
Is this going to work? Who's to say? But we ended up building an episode called How to Have a Gilmore Girls Fall, which was so much fun to make and even more fun to see how people responded to it, received it, and how they were able to use it to have their own Gilmore Girls fall, because it is kind of a step-by-step guide. And I feel like not a lot of people have thought about how to have a Gilmore Girls fall outside of watching the episodes of Gilmore Girls, specifically the fall episodes of Gilmore Girls. So it was really cool to explore that.
And it really is just romanticizing your own life through the lens of something that you already love. And I feel like that's so much fun to do, to pull inspiration from something that you love in your own life, in your own little cozy life, and what you can do from that. Because I see a lot of people do, like, dress like a Gilmore, but, like, not maybe not necessarily how to have, like, the full fall experience.
Yeah, how do you take that off the screen and enjoy it in your own life?
Yeah, and that one was fun to do. I remember we recorded like 3/4 of it and then the video stopped. So we did have to do it a second time because we were new to video at the time. So that was fun. I mean, to be fair, that still happens. That happened to the Great Rebrand episode recently. We did have to do that one a second time.
Because the video just cut out. The video cut out and then we realized that it didn't.
Yeah,
and we could have kept
we
it.
We learned later.
We learned but later.
It was because we were like, well, we're not gonna risk it. We're just gonna do it again.
Totally.
So that's what we did. And so I feel like I have two versions of that episode, because the first one, admittedly, so much longer than the second one.
Totally.
And it was just because we kept talking.
Well, we were so excited. Of course. Try to shut us up.
And so we were a lot more concise the second time around. But there was I rewatched it on YouTube this morning while I was on my walking pad. And as I was watching it, I was like, wait, when do we say this? When do we say this? But I realized it was because I remember it was from the first recording.
That's so funny. I don't remember anything about that. I remember where I was. I was sitting on my couch. And I remember the sadness that I felt when we realized that it hadn't, like, the video had cut out. And I was on my way to a physical therapy appointment, so I had to go do that and then come back, and then we re-recorded.
Oh, yeah. We did it, like, later.
Yeah.
And the problem with doing that sometimes is, like, the energy. Because, like, when you're reaching the end of an episode, you're like, okay, cool, we're wrapping up. And then having to be like, oh, you have to do all of that all over again. It's kind of like, oh, God.
I know.
Take a really deep breath real quick.
Yeah,
truly. I just talked for an hour straight.
I'm not going to do it all over again. But it was still a lot of fun. And I love that episode. Really, and we were able to kind of implement that into our fall last year. And today we're going to talk about how we're implementing it into our fall this year. I had such a great fall with you last year. We did some really fun things.
We really did. Yeah. I was thinking about that because as we're going through this episode, when we were talking about like what we were going to do today, we'll get to the bulk of it after we talk about what we're doing this fall. I had to think about like what I even did last fall. And I was like, I did the road trip with Tara, which was so much fun.
So much fun.
And we had our first live event. But I realized other than that, I didn't do any of the things in the video that I said I was going to do.
What did you say you were going to do? Do you remember?
Just like things and stuff.
Things and stuff.
But it was because I was sick last year. And so I didn't have the energy to literally do anything.
Of course.
Like all I did was just like reread my favorite books, lay in my bed. These are also things I said I was going to do.
I was going to say, those are comfortable things.
Use my heating pad.
In fall, I really feel like fall is the time to lean into what feels comforting.
Yeah.
And that's why Gilmore Girls is one of those things for a lot of people, is that it's such a comfort show. And that's, I think it adds to why it feels like fall.
Yeah, but I found myself like falling into the coziness rather than creating intentional cozy, which is kind of what that episode was about, is like how to maintain like a sense of like excitement as like the world is dying around you, nature, I mean itself.
I was going to say, wow.
The world.
Deep.
Nature as it dies. And like, a little bleak, but it's getting darker. So like creating intentionality around those things is what helps you get through the fall season, I think. And I honestly think that's why Gilmore Girls does so well, is because it's this cozy space as everything's getting darker and busier that it feels nice to fall into. And I didn't do any of those like intentional things that I wanted to because I just was too exhausted. So I'm like so excited to go into this fall.
Totally.
Because we still have tons of fun things planned, but I feel like I can like between them actually get to what I want to do. But we did have a fun fall last year because we went on a road trip, which we will talk a little bit more about later.
Mm-hmm.
But we also had our first live show, but we will have more live shows this year because we're going to Michigan in October for Coffee, Coffee, Coffee in Ann Arbor on the 5th. We're going to St. Louis in November for our live show at City Winery on November 7th and December 5th. We're going to celebrate our birthdays because it's technically still fall, even though fall feels over.
I know it does.
At that point.
We're technically fall babies, even though we're born in December.
So like that Thanksgiving feels like it's like done. It's the holidays now and then it's winter, but it's technically still fall.
Wow.
So that is something we will be doing this fall.
It's true. It's very true. But
in Georgia.
In Georgia. I'm so excited. Made in Georgia. You know when they have that at the end of, I don't know, for me it's Family Feud.
Or Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh, I love that song. Yeah.
But we'll get you on a plane. We won't make you take the train.
Thank you so much. So tell me a little bit about how you are going to be spending your Gilmore Girls fall.
As I said, what I had said just now, it's like I'm going to do the things that I said were not intentional, but do them like intentionally.
Okay.
Like creating like scenes. You know, I love a scene.
I know.
You know,
do.
I love to like set the lighting like with now that I have my hatch, I can like turn the lighting to be like really warm lighting or have red lighting, which I really, really love. And I can like dim the lights, put the candles on, put an ambiance on my TV and like read a book that feels like match the ambiance to the TV and like create like romantic moments like that.
Yeah.
I also said I was going to go apple picking and find out if it was the most exciting thing ever. Didn't do that, but I want to this year because my mom keeps sending me reels of going apple picking.
Oh,
and I was like, yummy. I was like, when? Every time she sends it, I said, when are we going? She's never responded with a time and place, but
I love it.
We're going to do it. But yeah, a lot of what we talked about last year was like having like movie marathons and I gave like a reading list. And I'm not really a movie person, I realized. It's hard for me to sit through a movie without getting on my phone. And I don't know why. Like
that's okay.
I can't hold my attention. But you know, it is coming out this fall is the Simone Biles documentary, the part two.
Oh, did you watch part one? I haven't watched part one, but I thought it was the whole thing.
No, so part one and two. came out before the Olympics. Part 3 and 4 is during the Olympics. And so I'll get to live through the action with her.
Oh, okay. They were filming while the Olympics were happening.
Okay. And like afterwards and everything that happened. So I felt like there was some drama that occurred during that. So I'm really excited to watch that. So like, I think I'm going to create like a little movie night for myself around that, because I've been so excited to watch it. And I feel like that's kind of, I guess, the idea of the movie night is to create a scene, a moment around something that you're really excited to see.
Yeah, totally. Are there are there any movies for you that are like must watch during the fall? I know you said you're not a movie person, but are there any that feel like you gravitate towards?
Well, of course, like we talked about Practical Magic, like that will come on at some point and I will watch it. Mm-hmm. But there's not any that like necessarily in the fall that I'm like, ooh, I'm going to watch this. Because I know there's like the You've Got Mail, the When Harry Met Sally's of the fall, but I don't really reach for them. It's not until Christmas time that I'm like, every single night we're going to watch a movie. We're going to make a plan because we got to watch Eloise. We got to watch Elf. We got to watch Home Alone. And I might even throw like When Harry Met Sally into the holiday mix. I don't have any movies that I need to watch during the fall. I have movies I could recommend, which if you want a recommendation of a full list of movies, you can listen to last year's episode.
I was gonna say we recommended a lot of movies, but of that list, I think for me, I have to watch When Harry Met Sally. That's also my comfort movie. I've mentioned that before in the same way that Gilmore Girls is my comfort show. When Harry Met Sally is my comfort movie. You've Got Mail is starting to also, I'm also starting to integrate that into the same category because I've watched it twice in the last couple months just on an airplane.
Really?
I actually watched it. Actually, I take that back. I watched it once just on television. I was like, I want to watch a movie. And I put on You've Got Mail. And then I watched it on the airplane to LA. And I just love that movie so much.
Yeah.
It's so good. So fall. And When Harry Met Sally, of course, is a staple, but another Meg Ryan movie to add to that list is just perfect. And then the third is Practical Magic. I have to. Like, I had an itch to watch it earlier this week. And I was like, nope, you have to hold off.
Oh, really?
You have to wait. Yes.
You didn't let the itch live?
I didn't scratch the itch. No, I think that it's just something that does. I mean, I can watch these movies anytime, but it does feel sacred to my fall ritual. And that trio of movies like is a must watch for me.
I have to.
And then when it comes to setting the space, I do think there are like day-to-day things that you can do to kind of make it feel like fall, like a nice fall candle. For me, it's like a pumpkin and sage or a nice like fall spice candle. And I've been burning those a lot. And I just love walking into my apartment and it smells like fall. There's something that just absolutely sets
like
the tone.
Apple-y.
Yes. good. And so that kind of sets the vibe. My hatch in the morning now sets my vibe again with like, I choose the pumpkin spice light. And so
pumpkin spice light is my favorite.
The warmth. And again, like the smell, because I also have one of those candle warmers that you recommended
the
on my desk.
Candle warmer.
And it just, it leaves the scent all night.
Why didn't I bring my candle warmer? I was like, oh, I can't light a candle. I don't want to have a flame I'm recording. I don't know. As if I'm like irresponsible with the flame. I don't know. I should have brought my candle warmer.
Oh, no. My candle warmer is right here, right at my desk so that I can always smell. It's just
what you burning?
So nice.
Or what you're warming, rather.
It doesn't have a name.
Oh.
It's this beautiful, like, yellow candle. I actually had it, I think, in the background of How to Have a Gilmore
Girls. What's the scent?
It's kind of like, like apple spice. I don't know. Just fall spice,
so
cinnamon.
I have my Bibliophile candle Chilton Days.
Oh,
she
has
Stars Hollow themed candles.
Yes. I have my fall in Stars Hollow one that sits next to my nightstand.
So good.
So it always just smells like fall in here, which I think is so important. And then putting on a nice fall movie or Gilmore Girls in the background of whatever I do is always really nice.
Yeah. I think that's the other thing is like, I didn't do a chronological rewatch last year because we were like in the thick of like Gilmore Girls fall for us. And I was like, well, I don't want to like watch other episodes for some reason. But this year I'm like, whatever. And so I've been watching chronologically. So I will actually turn it on, mute it and read at night. But I know what's going on. And I'll like look up, read the subtitles, laugh in the silent room where nothing, there's no sound.
Yeah, it's just
but
fun.
Like I've seen it a million times.
You know what it is. It's just because great.
Actually, my dad was like, hey, Haley, what if we started the pilot of Gilmore Girls and just watched it all the way through this fall? And I was like, oh, I'm already on season two.
That's so sweet.
He was
sweet
like, oh, you're rewatching
that he
it?
He wants to do that with you.
I know. And I was like, well, I don't really watch it with sound, though. And he was like, how do you know what's going on? And I was like, I mean.
Just do. Hello. It's stored in the
I just,
login.
I look it up and I know,
and I know
immediately
exactly
where
happening.
We are and what's going on.
It's
and what's
true.
Being said.
Yeah.
And who's feeling what. So, but he said he's going to try and do one. And I said
I
would pop in with
him.
Yeah.
His second rewatch. How exciting.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
So fun. But speaking of a rewatch, what are your, because I know we gave a list of things that you could eat that are very Gilmore Girls last year, but what are your like must have bevies, snacks, etc.? Because I know I have things that like I love to eat during the fall, specifically during a fall rewatch or a movie night. So I'm curious what yours are.
Okay. Immediately. So we talked a lot about apple cider in last year's episode. And when I rewatched it, all I wanted was a Honeycrisp apple.
Yeah.
I just like something about that. I was like, I want it sliced up with a little bit of salt on it.
Ooh.
Like love a little salted apple. And I was just like, that's literally all I want to eat. That's all I can think about. When we get off, I'm going to go buy an apple, see what the produce situation is at my local grocery store.
Yeah.
I was like, I immediately wanted an apple. But I also last night had a cinnamon sugar vegan donut.
Oh, cinnamon sugar donut.
Didn't,
apple cider donut.
Didn't know I needed that, but I got it.
It's so good.
But I am planning for tomorrow night for dinner, I'm going to make a dairy-free baked potato soup.
Mm.
And I feel like those three things, perfect little fall.
Unmatched. I love soup.
Yeah.
Brett makes a really soup. Killer gumbo in the fall, so.
Oh, I bet he does. I want Brett's gumbo.
Oh, we will make you his gumbo.
Oh, wow.
It's
okay.
So
okay, now I don't want an apple good. Anymore. I want Brett's gumbo.
I want gumbo. I know. But no, I'm a sucker for an apple in the fall. I know it's very basic. It's very like apple
that's,
picking.
I know.
Whatever.
I felt like I want an apple. Like
yeah, but
but it's all I've been able to think
love
about
it.
Today.
I actually think, and I haven't told him this yet, but I think I'm going to take Brett to an orchard this weekend because we're going home for my cousin's wedding. And the orchard that I used to go
ooh.
To when I was younger and in high school and in college and even when I was home during the pandemic – like the local orchard. I think that's where I'm going to take him. I don't know if we're going to go apple picking. It might be a little too warm for those vibes, but they have apple picking and they just have like a store there. And whenever I walk in, it just feels like fall. Even if it's 80 degrees outside, you get some apple cider, you get an apple cider donut, apple butter, pumpkin butter. They have it all. And it's just, it's so good. So I might take him to do that. But for me, I feel like shopping at Trader Joe's is a must. The pumpkin biscotti, the pumpkin butter.
I have to go.
The pumpkin pancakes with the cinnamon butter. They have cinnamon rolls.
The brown sugar oat milk creamer.
Ooh, that's also very good. Brown sugar is also something that's very fall, which I absolutely love. I love cinnamon rolls. Like Brett and I do Cinnamon Thursdays sometimes, usually in the fall, where we go on a bakery as a bakery down the street from his apartment. We get like a nice cinnamon roll. I love apple pie, specifically apple pie a la mode with some vanilla ice cream on top. So good. I love
strawberry.
A hard cider. I love mulled wine. Like I love all of those things that just make it feel cozy. And you know I love fresh popcorn with my little Reese's Pieces inside. That's what I love to eat.
Yeah. Not with
M&Ms.
While
I'm watching. No, I like Reese's Pieces instead. I don't know why. Yeah. Reese's Pieces and popcorn. It's something I never thought that I would love, but it also feels very, very fall. And admittedly, it's something that I really love to, like, I love to eat that during something that feels comfy, cozy, like you've got Male Practical Magic or Harry Met Sally.
And that's what I mean. It's like creating like a scene around something where it's like, I'm going to purposefully put the popcorn in a cute little bowl and I'm going to top it with some little M&Ms. We talked about putting honey on popcorn last year, which I never did, but I definitely would like to try that.
Yeah, we totally should. I love it.
But this is what I mean about last year. I didn't like do the things I wanted to do because I really want to start making evening fall mocktails, like with fall flavors, like with like apple and pomegranate. Because I know that a lot of people like do that, like pomegranate cherry drink it in the evening.
Oh, I love that. I've done it many times with the magnesium. So good.
Yes. And so I want to like start making some of those with like cute glasses and just like create like a routine around how cozy the evening's going to be because it's going to get dark. Mm-hmm. And so to create like excitement around that, because I do get excited to do my little cozy things. But by like, but after a couple of weeks, it's like, yeah, maybe it is a little sad time. But I think that maintaining that is really what's really great. But I also will always enjoy a recess because like some nights you don't want to put all the effort in and you just want to crack open a little strawberry rose.
Oh, I love strawberry rose.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Strawberry rose, yeah.
So
or raspberry
good.
Lemon. And I just, those are going to carry me through the fall.
Totally.
Admittedly.
Me too. Speaking of things that are going to carry me through the fall, I have some things that I'm already planning on doing this fall that as I was kind of listing out what my plans were, I was realizing fell so perfectly in line with how to have a Gilmore Girls fall and some of the things that we recommended last year. I would like to go apple picking and bake an apple pie. I don't know if that's going to happen this weekend, but I just think it'll be really fun just to be in that ambiance. Also, yeah. One of the places that we love going when I take Brett to Connecticut is Stu Leonard's, which is like this dairy farm grocery store. They're huge here in the Northeast. They have hay rides, or they used to when I was a kid, and I really want to go on a hay ride. That is something that I
really?
So want to do, like Lane Kim in the pilot. I just want to go on
Which
a hay ride.
Just miserable. I couldn't do a hay ride because I have a fear of getting trapped. So
a fear of
I just feel
trapped.
Like, okay, so you're on the hay ride.
Sure.
The hay ride takes you away. The only way to get back is to continue to ride on the hay ride. You're trapped there.
Okay. Sure. But you're not like enclosed in anything.
Nope, but you are stuck and you cannot leave.
How do you feel when you go in the car?
Similarly.
Okay, well, there's that.
If you notice, I don't travel a lot.
That's fair. That's very true.
Yeah.
I'm going to my first professional football game.
Really?
I am.
Never been before?
I have never
Fine.
Been to a professional football game.
You're going
I know
to a Saints
it's not
game?
I am going to a Saints game here in technically New Jersey because I think they're playing the Jets.
Okay.
So I'm really excited to do that.
And those New Orleans Saints for that New Orleans boy.
Oh, you know I gotta. Or else I'm not going to be allowed in.
Yeah.
Oh,
what color are you going to wear?
Well, I have things that have been purchased for me to wear.
Oh, good.
I have a uniform and a whole ensemble already.
You wouldn't want to show up in the other team's color.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not.
Big no-no. Though yeah. I do think that they're playing the Jets, and my whole family are Jets fans. So if I did do that, I wouldn't really be betraying anybody because I'd be staying true to at least one
yeah,
family.
True to someone.
True to someone. Exactly.
Not me.
Not to myself, but
I'm wearing pink.
Just me showing up in pink. Oh, that would be so Elwoods. Yes. I'll bring Luna. And this is Bruiser Woods.
Football game. No.
They would be like, I
is
guess
that Mary
she can
Gilmore
come.
Girls of her.
No, this has turned into us talking about Legally Blonde. So last year, I also told you in our How to Have a Gilmore Girls Fall episode that I wanted to go home and go to like the local town rummage sale. And while I couldn't remember what it was called, but as I was home a couple weeks ago, the sign started going up for the Yankee Fair, which is what it's called in my hometown.
Yes.
And so I like wrote the date down. I was like, great, I'm going to go home for this. I'm going to make sure I'm there. It's like a big town rummage sale. I used to go every fall with my mom because she always does a huge donation and then of course go shopping. And I was like, what's the point of this? We're just out with the old and with the new.
Or out with the old, in with the also
in
old.
With the old in with other people's old. And to that end, just spending a lot of time with my family in Connecticut is a priority for me this fall. I love Connecticut in the fall. It's a lot of fun. You were there for the early stages of fall last year with me,
yes.
Which is also a plan that we kind of have. We did this last year, but we get to take some trips together this fall, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
And that's what I wrote down was take a few trips with my bestie. Hi, Haley.
It's me. We're going to take trips. I'm so excited to be in Michigan in early October.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be
it's,
autumnal.
From what I hear,
I think it's going to be that weather I want.
Going to be so beautiful.
I know. I'm very excited. I just hope it doesn't rain. I don't know. My brain is like, it's going to rain for some reason. I don't know. But I want to dress like Lorelai, like, you know, like working at our the Dragonfly, like a brown look
mm-hmm.
that just feels fall. And I can't wait because Michigan is also a little bit Emily Henry, which is also a little fall or could be.
I didn't realize that.
Fun. Yeah, most of her books are set in Michigan, except for the book that's set in Maine. And then the other book that's set in New York and South Carolina.
Maine is the one
North
that
Carolina.
I started to read.
Happy Place. Happy yeah. Place. Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, I guess not all of them. I guess just the one, just the two of them, actually. There's two.
Good.
Great. It's just the two. Okay. Yeah.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday. Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Speaking of books, I have some book recs because I gave some book recs last year. But I'll tell you what I'm going to read. I'm going to tell you what maybe you should read and a mix of them. But one of the things that I want to do, because I actually started doing this with my sister-in-law, Mandy, but she moved, so I'm going to have to kind of do it by myself, was where we were reading a book and then doing something from the book.
Yes.
Kind of like taking it outside of it.
Because
speaking of Happy Place, we then went and did pottery because Harriet started doing pottery and really loved it. We loved making it. We forgot to go back and get them. So we just made them. We never actually received them because we never went back for them, of course. So out there is a plate that I made that I do not own, unfortunately. So I might have to go do
it
again.
I hope that somebody took it, though. Maybe someone
I hope someone loves it, like truly, because it was a perfectly made plate.
Those photos were so cute. I loved that.
And I was like oddly very good at it. Like when I was doing it, the instructor was like, has she done this before? She has great core work. And I was like, thank you so much. Okay. Oh my God. But I was oddly good at it. But then the other one was from A Court of Silver Flames, they do fight training. And so we were like, we're going to go to fight training. And I went.
I remember.
And Tara was like, oh.
I was like, okay. I don't think you should do that.
I don't know. Which you didn't say beforehand. Right. Afterwards, you were like, I
was very concerned
for
you.
Worst decision I've ever had was to go to this class because it was, we were fighting, truly. Like, we were locking, like, my neck hurt so bad afterwards because you were, like, pinning each other to the ground and trying to escape. But I do now think that if I got pinned to the ground, I could escape.
Good. That's great.
Test me next time you see.
Okay. Will do.
But it felt like, it feels like the same thing that we're doing with How to Have a Gilmore Girls Fall last year. We're taking the thing that you love and taking the thing out of it and like making a thing of it. So I want to do that with more books that I have read. But I will say, if you love Gilmore Girls and you want to read just one author this fall, it has to be Adrienne Yung. Adrienne Yung was on the podcast last fall because her book, Spells for Forgetting, was the book club pick for Reading is Sexy last October, I believe. She released a second book called The Unmaking of June Farrow. And both of her books are just like perfect Gilmore Girls vibes because they're both small town where like everyone kind of knows everything about each other, but it's a little bit spooky. There's murder mystery, there's like some sort of magic, maybe there's witches. But she said in these books that she bases her small town, like the blueprint of it is Stars Hollow. And you can't necessarily, you don't necessarily feel Stars Hollow in it, but it's more of like she thinks about like there's a grocery, there is a place where they will all gather like to eat, there's little shops and kind of how she, like the architecture of the town almost, the blueprint really. And I think that she is then a perfect sort of like jumping off place if you want something that's maybe a little spooky, that is maybe a little twisty, that feels really beautifully written, and also includes some romance. They both are very romantic, but they have an intrigue to them that if you're not normally a romance reader, it's still the perfect book for you. I think that both of them are great. Spells for Forgetting is definitely more fall-ish vibes. I actually think Unmaking of June Farrow is set during the summer, but both of them are great, perfect October, the Burr months, really.
The Burr months.
Book to read. So if you're just going to read one, I would go with Adrienne Yung. But some other books that I have read that I think would be really good vibes, one of them is called Phantasma by Kaylee Smith. The inspiration for this was she wanted to write a romantic Danny Phantom. If anyone remembers Danny Phantom.
Of course we remember Danny Phantom. How could you not?
And if anyone had too much of a crush on an animated character.
It was Danny Phantom.
This is like Gothic New Orleans. Speaking of New Orleans, it's Gothic New Orleans where there is like paranormal. She's a necromancer and she enters into this competition because her sister does. So she goes to find her sister, but it's like she has to go through like, I think the 10 levels of hell and complete a trial. But there is a hot phantom that is helping her along the way.
Danny Phantom, if you will.
Danny Phantom. His name is not Danny, but... You can, I'll let you do that. Yeah, I love that one so much.
Use our own imaginations there.
Use your imagination, knowing that the author, Kaylee Smith, wanted that for you. Yeah. And then we, with the book club, read Real Americans this summer, which was by Rachel Kong. And that, I think, is my favorite book of the year. It's so good. If you like Gilmore Girls, it is a generational story. The first part is from Lily, whose mother is a Chinese immigrant. And then the next part is from her son, who is, his father is white and his mother is, of course, Chinese. And then the last part is from Lily's mother's perspective when she is in China and then immigrating to the US. And it's kind of got a magical realism sort of plot to it, a little sci-fi, but it's so good. And the last line of that book is one of my favorite last lines of any book ever. It's so good. I loved it. But some books that I'm reading Cleopatra and Frankenstein by Coco Malores, because I read Blue Sisters by her, which was really, really great. I have no idea what it's about, because when I go into a book, I like to know nothing about it. I just think that that's better, admittedly. So if you want to know what that book is about, you're gonna have to look it up, because I did not. That's kind of the theme here with Talking at Night by Clara Daverly, A Love Song for Ricky Wilde, though I do know that one's about. That one also has some magical realism, but it is a romance, because T. Williams does write beautiful romances.
She does.
She absolutely does. And then the last one that I do know what this one is about, because I started it and then I lost it, and now I'm going to finish it, which is Legendborn by Tracy Dion, which is a fantasy set at UNC Chapel Hill, I believe. But it's about a secret society.
Oh. So,
where she kind of explores her past and how this secret society has, like, infringed upon, like, the Black history of the area and how that plays into her own past. It is very good. I lost the book in the middle of it. Still had, like, my bookmark in it. Then I found it.
Oh,
so I'm
did.
Very excited to continue on. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
So those are some of the books, but if you want to know the extent of what I'll be reading this fall, I have a YouTube video, actually, with my fall TBR. If you want to go get dozens of recommendations, mm-hmm. you can go watch that. But the last thing, three, that I will recommend is actually the next three books that we'll be reading for the book club. Mm-hmm. And that is, we will be reading, I'm going to hold it up because I have it right here, which is The Secret Society of Irregular Witches, which we'll be reading in October, which is by Sangru Mandana. And this is like a small town, like a witch goes to a small town. So perfect for October. In November, get ready, put your cowboy hats on, everyone, because we're going to read a cowboy romance.
Of course we are.
I know. We had to.
Cowgirl t-shirts on.
I know, because this is what I was talking about. In the first iteration of last year's How to Have a Gilmore Girls Fall, I think I went on like a 10-minute rant about cowboy romances.
So funny.
And I was waiting for it, and then it never happened. Yeah.
And like, I literally.
It wasn't in an automatter. It was last year.
It was last year's?
Yeah. Wow. And I was waiting for it.
Than a year ago that you started talking about cowboy romances. That's so funny.
It was like
funny.
For like 10 minutes,
it was
too.
So funny.
But I like hemmed and hawed over it because I was. Haw. Yeehawed.
Yeehaw.
I yeehemmed and I yeehawed over it because I was like, do people want to read a cowboy romance? And I was like, that's all I want to read, actually. And it's like small town, really big family. It's really good, like, exploration of friendship. And they just so happen to be cowboys. Like, but it's really, really good. And it's by Lila Sage. It's actually the third one. And it does come out there like the first week of November. So we'll get it a little bit into the month. But there's two books that come before it, but you don't have to read them to enjoy this one. But this one is the best. And then for December, we're going to read a book called Most Wonderful by Georgia Clark, which I'm excited about, because it's about three siblings and kind of how they're all experiencing Christmas this year. But those are my book recs. Those are some books I'm reading. And that is where the book club is heading for the rest of the year.
I'm excited. I love it. Oh,
yeah.
First full year of the book club. So cool.
I know.
We've come very full circle.
We have come a very far with the book club, but just nothing says reading to me like fall. Actually, nothing says reading to me like the whole year, but especially
I was going
to
say, you're a year-round girly, but I do feel like, again, fall is that cozy time. It's the time to curl up with a good book and a blanket and a cup of tea, maybe a cup of soup. Yeah. You know I love soup. And
a cup of soup?
Read a book.
That sounds so nice.
But speaking of our traditions, last year, of course, as you all know, Haley and I took a really fun and exciting road trip through Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and into Maine, because we were heading to the Fan Festival at the time, Fan Fest Society. And we had a great time. And
what a time we had.
Oh my gosh. And it was so exciting because we got to see so many fun landmarks that created the Gilmore Girls universe. And so we wanted to take you on the journey of how to have the ultimate Gilmore Girls road trip, should you ever find yourself in the Northeast, because there's so many components to it that made up this world that Amy Sherman Palladino produced.
Yeah. I would say that if you do not have plans to go to the Northeast, but you want to have like a trip, I think that traveling to the Northeast to go on a road trip of the Northeast is worth it for
it really,
that trip.
It really is. It was especially in the fall. There is nothing like New England fall.
Especially if you're a Gilmore Girls fan and like finding those landmarks, because there's nothing worse than driving in the car for 8 hours. But there's nothing better than making stops along the way that you have pre-planned.
Oh my God. And these were very fun. There are also things on here that, you know, I did a lot of research last year.
She did. I will say, don't go when it's raining. Tara did so much research. But then it was raining.
This is the book, if you're with us on YouTube, this is the notebook that I had with all of my notes of all of the places I wanted to potentially take Haley. Things that I knew about, things that I didn't know about but found and discovered that I thought were really fun Easter eggs. Maybe not something that necessarily made its way into the show or inspired the show, inspired Amy, but things that I found in the places, like the stops that we were making, that I was like, oh my God, this is so funny that this exists.
Yeah.
But with that said, don't go when it's raining, because obviously they can't plan that. But don't let the rain stop you. But
it didn't stop us.
But some of the things that we were meant to do that we could have done, the rain kind of it rained on our parade a little bit.
Yeah.
So
it rained on our parade mostly because as we were driving down the highway, it became like you couldn't see.
Well, it
like
became
visibility
dangerous.
Limited. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to kind of cut some stops short and some opportunities short so that we were able to make it on time and make it to where we were intended to be.
Yeah. We had a deadline.
Yeah. We had a deadline. If you don't have a deadline, you can kind of mosey about, which is really fun. So we started in New Milford, Connecticut. I live in the area. My parents, my grandma lives in
the area. We actually started at Tara's grandma's house. So
which
you can
start
at Tara's grandma's house.
But New Milford, Connecticut was one of the towns that inspired Amy when it came to building Stars Hollow. I think there were three major towns that inspired her, and that was Washington Depot, of course, which everybody knows about, New Milford, Connecticut, and Litchfield, Connecticut. Kent was kind of thrown in there, and I thought if we had some time, we could go to Kent, but I'll get there in a second. So we started in New Milford, and we spent a lot of time in New Milford because they have the New Milford Green. They have Bank Street. If you're going to New Milford, Bank Street is where you want to set your GPS to because they have a gazebo in the center of town right outside of Bank Street.
Yes.
And Bank Street itself is filled with all of these little shops, which are very appropriate to the Gilmore Girls Stars Hollow world. It does give you that Stars Hollow vibe.
Yeah. There's like the antique store.
Yeah. The Hunt. It's a thrift shop. Yes. It actually used to be in my hometown, which is Brookfield. It started in this very little house and they ended up moving to New Milford. So,
oh, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah. So for them to like open a thrift shop there, and it's run by this woman who's so, so kind and loves what she does. And they have a lot of Stars Hollow themed things in her shop and throughout the shops, especially in the fall, because they know that a lot of Gilmore Girls fans pass through.
I was going to say, of like our time there, I felt like my favorite thing was that the town really leaned into the fact that this is a Gilmore Girls stop. Like, this is a stop along the way for Gilmore Girls fans, mm-hmm. because in the thrift store, there was a gorilla mask person, scarecrow type thing set mm-hmm. up that was like very, like, obviously a nod to Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
There were little shops that had It Stars Hollow Season in the window, or Lorelei quotes about, it's actually about winter, but they used it for fall. And it just feels like everyone's like leaning into the fact that this is for Gilmore Girls fans.
Totally.
And they're into it.
Yeah.
There's also a very cute coffee shop whose name I forget.
River and Rail is the name of that coffee shop. And yes. It's not quite a Luke's. It's not quite a West End's. You know, it's not a bakery of sorts, but it is really good. And it's right there across from the Hunt. And also, as you move further down towards the railroad, you'll see the Bank Street Theater, which is a very small movie theater. It's not quite Black, White, and Red movie theater. It's not a bookstore combo, but it is very cute, very small. I believe I saw the first Sex and the City film there. I think I also saw Mean Girls there. Yes. And Bank Street, fun fact, Bank Street is actually where they filmed Mr. Deeds, the Adam Sandler movie. And I remember,
I was trying to remember what movie it was.
Yeah, that's like the small town that they're all in, which I think is in is meant to be in New Hampshire, Maine, or something like that. But
I just watched that movie recently.
No way. Really? That's so funny.
Oh, it was at my brother's house. Yeah.
I loved that movie. But it just made it more special that they had filmed it on that street. But as you make your way down to the railroad, there's a road, I believe it's called Railroad Street or Railroad Avenue.
There's a railroad. And
there's a railroad involved. And Theo's Downtown Diner is there, which is really cute. And then somewhere along the way, there's the Bank Street Book Nook, which I don't believe we had a chance to go into, but I did want to take you there.
Definitely didn't go to a book nook.
Very, very cute.
I would have remembered a book
nook. I know. But we spent a lot of time there. We took a lot of photos at the gazebo because obviously, like, how could we pass up that opportunity?
Had the tripod out.
Yeah.
Everyone walking by.
I had to.
Wondering what we were doing.
I know. There were a lot of Gilmore Girls fans who saw us and they were like, oh man, gazebo's been claimed. Sorry, guys. The other thing that I knew that we weren't going to get a chance to necessarily go to her if we drove by, I thought that could be cool. But there is a school called the Canterbury School that some people that I went to middle school with ended up going to high school there. But that does remind me of Chilton. It's a private school. Mm. I never personally went.
Castle.
Yeah, it does look like kind of a castle on the outside. So I was like, oh, very Chilton of them, you know? So that's New Milford. I love New
Loved
Milford.
It.
So
I love
cute.
New Milford.
Definitely a stop that you have to make.
Yes.
From there, we ended up going to Washington Depot, and we were going to backtrack through Litchfield, but we didn't have a chance to because we spent so much time in Washington Depot. It was so cute. The first stop that we made.
I feel like this one though is like this is the place to like make a true big stop.
You
here.
Really need like, to yeah. stop.
Yeah. And I feel like you have to stop at the bookstore first.
I was going to say our first stop was the Hickory Stick Bookstore. Hickory Stick Bookshop, I believe.
Bookshop. Because I actually was cleaning off my bookshelf and I found this book that I got there. And I was like, oh, I got that at the Hickory Stick Bookshop. And I opened it up and I still had everything that they gave me, which when if you make yourself known as being a Gilmore Girls fan, which I was wearing a shirt and said I'd rather be in Stars Hollow. So I was identified very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
They will give you Rory's reading list, which all printed out like a full list of all of the books she read, which was very nice. I have my receipt as well.
Very important.
But then they also give you a printed out list of, it's called the Gilmore Girls Tour of Washington Depot. And as you go through, it tells you all of the places to go in town and what they sort of relate to. Because they recommend going to the Frederick Gunn School, which is like Chilton on here.
Oh, okay.
But there's all sorts of places in town. They do tell you that the gazebo is, there's no gazebo in Washington Depot.
There is no gazebo in Washington Depot. And they say to go to New Milford.
Very kind town.
Right?
Yeah, they do. They say go to New Milford and they tell you how to get there, what to turn past. They even said just past the CVS. Like it's the cutest page of like them printing this out and giving it to people. So definitely make sure that's your first stop because then it'll tell you what their equivalent of Dosies is, what feels like Luke's, and what to stop in on, including Marty's Cafe.
Which is
really
close.
Looks like Yeah, they said this looks like Luke's, but is not the Luke's of Town. The Luke's of Town is the Poe Cafe.
The Poe Cafe, which my brother's girlfriend, Kaya, she actually went in there recently. And she was talking to the owner and she was telling them about our podcast. Yeah, and they were like, anytime they want to come here, tell them to let us know. It was really sweet, which I really loved.
I love that. And I think that there's like kind of like a balance of like they both love it. And there's probably some people who really don't, but like the shops seem to lean into it. There's the pantry, which they say is like Weston's, but then there's the Washington Food Market, which is like Dosey's, which
that's
we
what
went
I also
into.
Had on my list. Yeah, it was so cute.
And we tried to find cornstarch, but they actually
they
didn't have
did
any.
Not have any cornstarch. I was so
like,
surprised.
Come on, y'all. Please, like, what do you think we're coming in here to look for? Groceries? No.
No, we want cornstarch.
We want cornstarch.
All of our
thickening
needs.
Yeah. But there's like a whole list. And there's also a place called Five Jane's that they said actually sells Stars Hollow merch. But they all lean heavy into it. I don't remember seeing that. But we also got there kind of later. And a lot of the places close early.
Yeah. We wanted to go to the Poe Cafe, but it was actually closed. Small town hours.
Small town hours. So I would recommend maybe getting there a little earlier. Definitely start at the bookstore, the Hickory Stick Bookshop. Browse the bookshop. It's very, very cute. They have a very large selection of books. And they also had a little Gilmore Girls section of like Lauren Graham's books and cookbooks and etc. But I think that the place to go is the Mayflower Inn.
The Mayflower Inn. And the thing is that this was unplanned for us. We did not really intend to go into the Mayflower Inn. Like I said, we were going to go to Litchfield because everything was starting to close down in Washington Depot. A lot of the places that I wanted to take Haley to in Litchfield were still open. So I was like, great, we're going to make our way back towards New Milford and ultimately towards my grandma's house, but we're going to pass through Litchfield on the way. But first, we wanted to at least pass by the Mayflower Inn. We just wanted to see it. And so I remember we turn in and we go past this pond, which was very much like the pond from
Oh my God, Jess would totally kiss Rory there.
100%.
Rory would kiss Jess there. But like, I remember us driving by and being like, it's the pond. It's the pond.
You're like, oh my God, that's it.
Where's Jess? Where's Rory? Yeah.
We drive through and we drive up and we see it and we're like, oh my God. And all we really wanted to do was kind of like drive by, maybe park. We didn't really know.
Maybe park. We were going to turn around.
Yeah.
We were going to leave.
And as we approached. Valet approached us and was like, hey, I'm going to park your car. And we were like, oh no, we just kind of want to look. He was like, no, like, I'll park your car, why don't you go in? And we were like, okay. And I'm just like handing my the keys to my mother's car off to this guy, and I'm
I
like,
know
right.
It honestly felt like one of those things, like maybe he worked there. Like, he just like, hey, I'm gonna take your car. Okay, let us get out first.
Yeah. He was like, all right, I'm gonna park your car.
Yeah.
Like,
oh. Yeah, they were having some special event. He was like, just don't go over there. And we were like, cool.
Okay.
Just give us our car back at the end of the night, please.
That's all we want. So I don't remember if it was him or if it was the staff at the Mayflower Inn who were so unbelievably kind to us. But
yeah,
when we, I think that maybe he told us like, yeah, you guys can walk around and kind of like, you know, see what it's all about. Yeah. And you can walk inside.
Because I didn't realize we could go inside without staying there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And so I don't know if we went outside or inside first, but the staff was so kind.
Outside.
We did. We went outside first.
Yeah.
And then they were like, why don't you like come inside, look around.
That's what it was. Because we were walking around outside because we were like, are we even allowed to go?
Yeah, we were like, what do we do? It was so funny.
But we were walking around and it was just so beautiful.
Oh my God. All of the little touches were so perfect and very, I understand why first the Independence Inn and then really the Dragonfly Inn was modeled after this place because it was so personalized and so beautiful, and like every room was so well decorated, and it reminded me so much of both the Independence. Yeah. It was like a hybrid of the Independence Inn and the Dragonfly Inn, because I'm sure it's changed so much.
It had recently been renovated.
Yes, it had been renovated, I believe, during the pandemic. So we were kind of seeing this new version of this very monumental place in the Gilmore Girls history lore, if you will. And they asked us if we wanted to stay and have a drink or have dinner. And we were like, It's getting late.
We were so unsure.
We were so unsure.
But this all came about.
Overstay our welcome.
100%. That's really what we felt like we were doing. Yeah. We were like, how did we end up here? It was really like we stumbled upon this in like the truest way possible. Yeah. But we also stumbled upon it because we started talking with the staff at the Mayflower. There was one person in particular because we were taking a selfie. And she comes up to us and she was like, do you want me to take your picture?
Yeah.
Turns out she's a photographer.
It was really nice.
So she took a bunch of pictures for us. And then she was like, do y'all want to go inside and have dinner or drink? And we were like, maybe?
Sure.
Like, we were like, so she like guided us to the bar where we had the most magnificent mocktails I think I've ever had.
Truly.
I still dream about this drink.
I know.
It was so good. And it was made by the bartender who we remember her name was Jordan because we had a very specific conversation with her that I will never forget because she was like, oh my gosh, I love Gilmore Girls. I'm watching it right now. And she started describing when Red Light on the Wedding Night. And I was like, oh, we're on a road trip. Like you're going to watch in the next episode. And she looked at me like, oh. And like we talk about this in like our upcoming episode with Amanda Montel, with Sounds Like a Cult, where I was just like,
oh,
this is, I'm into this in a weird way. And she did not, there was no like,
and we also
you're
told
a weird
them that we had a
Gilmore
Girls podcast, you know, on some level it is our job to kind of know these things and know the show backwards and forward.
Yeah.
So,
but
there's a
it
line.
It was before that context
oh,
came
sure.
about.
Yeah.
Yeah. That she was just like, oh, wow. Yeah. That is the next one.
But they gave us our drinks on the house and they were just like, so kind. And if you guys ever have the opportunity to go there, walk around, have a drink
Get
with Jordan.
A drink. Yeah. She still works there. That was the other thing. I love talking to her because she knew who we had met at the bookstore. And like she knew everyone in town because she said it's such a small town and she wanted to like rent a bus and start doing like tours of the town because she'd lived there her whole life.
Yeah.
But I just it was fun to meet her too and like see from that perspective. So chat with some people, go to the Mayflower Inn. So nice.
It was lovely. But because we were there for at least an hour, if not more.
If not longer.
And
yeah.
We didn't have service there, so I couldn't tell my mom where we were. So funny. I was like, okay.
She was texting me.
She was texting Haley. And so by the time we left, it was dark.
It was dark o'clock, yeah.
I wanted to get home. You know, we had been gone all day with my mom's car that she graciously lent to us. And we didn't have time to go to Litchfield. So
we didn't have time to go to Litchfield.
Which was kind of a bummer, but...
Which is funny because in last year's episode, I was like, oh, I want to go to Litchfield.
I know.
Who wants to go to Litchfield?
Well, it is a very cute place. Let me tell you the places that I had on my list to take you to. Similarly,
if you guys end up not spending too much time
and you want to go to Litchfield, here are the places that I was planning on taking us to. So Litchfield, similarly to New Milford, has a town green. Their town is just so towny. It's very like small town vibes. Every time I see photos of it, because I've been to Litchfield, but I've driven through it. I haven't really spent a lot of time there. It's just very small town vibes, very Stars Hollow, which I love. But one of the places I really wanted to take you to was called Patty's Restaurant.
Oh, wait, I remember that. Yeah.
And it just gives you like those, they've been open since I think the mid 90s. So it gives you like those really small town vibes. Patty herself, you know, has a welcome message on her website. It's very cute.
I remember that because I looked up the menu to see what I was going to eat.
Yeah, we were going to have dinner there.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to take you to Rachel's Quality Consignment because it felt like it was really giving Concert Interruptus. Rachel.
Oh, and you wanted
thrifting.
To take me there?
And that is the place I wanted to take you. They have the Litchfield Hills Winter Farmers Market, which I don't think is just in the wintertime. I think that's just what it's called.
Do you remember that when we were there, they were advertising that there, or they were like announcing that it was going to be a town meeting on Monday? And we were like, should we stay till Monday?
We should stay.
Should we go to the town
there? Yeah. What was really cute about a lot of these towns, but specifically Washington Depot, was that they had the signs up for things that were happening in the town, like the town meeting. And I was like, wow, this is so perfect. We really need to be here.
This is real.
Yeah. They also have the Litchfield Inn, which is very Independence Inn, like definitely giving those vibes. And then if we weren't able to get into Patty's restaurant, there was a place called Bohemian Pizza and Tacos, which I just feel the girls would love.
Pizza and tacos, 100%. You know. They would get both. Yeah. They'd mix them.
Yeah.
They'd wrap their pizza around the taco.
Correct. 100%. So that was where I was planning on taking you in Connecticut for our first day. Now, the following day, we went to Hartford, Connecticut. But before I even get there, one of the places that we did want to go to in Connecticut that we did not get a chance to because it was very far out of the way, of course, is New Haven, Connecticut.
I know.
And I did a bunch of research.
We wanted to go to Yale.
We really, really wanted to go. But it just, it's like an hour plus away from my grandma's house in the opposite direction of New Milford, Washington, Hartford.
Had we not had the deadline. Like, we had to get to FanFest.
Yeah.
Too, because we had an event that we were participating in. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, have to get there.
Exactly.
But yeah.
But if you do go to New Haven, obviously go to Yale. There's a free tour of the Yale campus, the old campus. You can touch the toe, the Theodore Dwight Woolsey statue. Yeah. You can touch
Bring
the toe.
Bring a fun flask.
Bring your fun flask. You can also do a tour of the Sterling Memorial Library, which Rory talks about a lot. You can go to State Street. There are some really cute places on State Street.
Did I see you on State Street with?
So you saw me on State Street with. There's a place called the Cedarhurst Cafe that I don't know why it reminds me of Luke's. Like, the outside of it just feels very... not Williams Hardware, but just like, I don't know, small town. It's just very cute. There's a bookstore called The Never Ending Books, and it's on State Street. There's a place called Neighborhood Cafe on State Street, and the Marjolaine Pastry Shop. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Marjolaine Pastry Shop. It is just like Weston's. Like, they just have a bunch of really beautiful desserts. Mm. It's so cute. All of these are on State Street, with the exception of the Cedarhurst Cafe. It's like off of State Street. Yeah. But if I can make a personal recommendation that I think the girlies would love, Pepe's Pizza. It is famous. New Haven Pizza is very, very popular. And
I've heard a lot of people say that. Yeah.
In a lot of ways, sometimes better than New York pizza.
That's what I've heard. I've heard New Haven Pizza is like people who either like go to Yale, have like went to Yale, have been in that area, mm-hmm. that they're like New Haven Pizza superior to New York pizza.
Growing up in Connecticut, I was always hearing that New York pizza. And we had such incredible pizza in Connecticut that I was always like, man, it's got to be really, really good. Don't get me wrong. We have shitty pizza in Connecticut. There's shitty pizza everywhere.
Everywhere.
But Connecticut set the bar
on every corner.
Real, real high, because there are times when I go here anywhere to some places in New York and I'm like, this is terrible. Where is my Connecticut
pizza?
It's
the water, right?
Has something to do with the water. It's the same with the bagels. Connecticut has incredible bagels, but a New York bagel is...
God, don't talk. We can't talk about New York bagels. I want a New York bagel so bad. My sister literally is leaving to go to New York this weekend. I think I'm going to have her bring me a bagel home because I'm just like...
She should, honestly.
I need a bagel. I didn't get one while I was there.
Were you eating
when I was with you?
Oh, yeah.
No, this was last year when we thought that I had gluten problems, but ended up not being... Right. I ended up... being able to eat gluten. It was my body that was attacking me.
This past time, we did not get bagels. You're so right.
And I just, so moving on from bagels.
Okay. Well, if you don't get a bagel this weekend or next week, I will bring you one to
Michigan.
Totally.
Maybe do it anyway.
Either way, whether I get one this weekend or not,
yeah,
bring me a bagel. Okay.
Everything.
So that was our first day. We only did New Milford and Washington Depot, but we did so much. And
I know. I really did want to go to Yale because I kind of wanted to get matching Yale sweatshirts.
Oh my God, it would have been so fun.
I was about to say the night is young. We still have time is really what I meant.
We still have time.
Next time that you're here,
I would really love us to do like the full tour of Connecticut. I think that would be a lot of fun. There are also a lot of towns.
Connecticut's little. She's a tiny little square.
Connecticut's small, but you never really know it because there's so much happening. There's so many towns to go to. Right now, FanFest is actually happening in Guilford, Connecticut this year. There were talks about it being in New Milford, but they ended up going to Guilford. And I went there during the pandemic.
I love that they rhyme.
It's Guilford, New Milford. Guilford is so stinking cute. I went there with my mom during the pandemic. It's a very, very cute town. Also Mystic, where they did Mystic Pizza. Like a
I want to go to Mystic so bad.
We should go. I feel like Mystic also gives small town like Stars Hollow vibes.
Yeah.
But
if you want a book about like a family of thieves, there is a book called Dishonestly Yours by Krista and Becca Ritchie. They're twins. They write books together. they wrote a book that was set in Mystic, and it came out earlier this year.
Wow,
it's very good. Fun. Dishonestly Yours. It's like a family of like thieves, and like two of them want to break out and not be in this thieving family anymore.
Okay.
And they love Mystic Pizza, so they decide randomly they're just going to move to Mystic Pizza.
Wow.
Not Mystic Pizza.
Mystic Pizza. Mystic Pizza, Connecticut.
They're going to move into a pizza.
No, I love it. It's very cute. I also went there during the pandemic. Very cute. Lovely. I went there while I was on my way to Cape Cod, another place that's kind of on the Gilmore Girls road trip stop. Chips. Yeah, it's true. But
I like Cape Cod. You like Cape Cod. They like Cape Cod.
Everybody likes Cape Cod.
Yeah. How many crow pogs?
How many crow
pogs? Till we get there. Yeah.
No idea, but very cute. But on the topic of Connecticut, the following day, we actually started our road trip, of course, in Connecticut. We were coming from my grandma's house, but our first stop was in Hartford, Connecticut, yes, as we made our way towards Algonquin, Maine. This was the day it was raining. And
yeah, it was not just raining. It was pouring.
Torrentially downpouring. So we made the most of it, considering, because we did have stretches of time where the rain was behind us or west of us. And during these periods of time, we kind of made the most of it, but it did make our time in Hartford very, very brief. Yeah. We ended up stopping at this coffee shop. It was called Story and Soil Coffee.
So cute.
That entire street on Capitol Ave, so cute.
I loved it. Yeah. Like they had a Taylor Swift quote.
They did.
And a neon sign.
They did.
Oh, I forget what it was, but it was cute.
It was
very, very
cute. But some of the places that I wrote down that I wanted us to see, visit, even if we couldn't go inside, just to experience together, the Wadsworth Athenaeum Museum, which always reminded me of the Wadsworth Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Like they talk about in Chilton. The Connecticut Old State House, which is a landmark. And it just, I don't know, it just feels very like Hartford. It feels very like old money. And the Hartford Social Club, which felt very much like the club that Richard...
Can you just go to it? Can anyone just go to it?
That's a really, really good question. Mark Twain was a member there in 1881. Oh. So I know it has a lot of history behind it. So I'm sure that you can go there. Maybe similarly to the Mayflower Inn, you could go there.
I wonder if it's one of those things you have to be a member to go to it.
But they also have a Hartford Golf Club, which I don't think that the Hartford Social Club has golf. And I think that the club that Richard belongs to has a golf.
Yeah, he's belonged to like a country club.
Yeah. But the Hartford Social Club has a cigar lounge. I was like, this is very Richard Gilmore.
So what you're saying is we should go back to Hartford and smoke cigars.
Okay.
I would never either.
But it was just the atmosphere. It felt very, especially in the center of town, because it's the state capital. There are a lot of really historic buildings.
Yeah. And like when we drove through, I was like, this is a city and it's raining.
And it's raining. And this is what it is.
This is the city. Yeah.
So that was our last stop in Connecticut. And then speaking of cities, we made our way towards Boston.
Yes. Much like Lorelai did when Rory was freaking out because she was at the hospital with Sherry. So she went from Hartford to Boston.
To Boston. Cambridge, to be specific.
Yes.
And so we went to Cambridge and it had stopped raining. However, the traffic in Cambridge.
We made a mistake. We went in the afternoon on a Friday when we did not know that there was an event happening.
Fair.
In town.
Fair.
At the school. At Harvard.
It was quite crowded. It's also a walking town. It is not really great for driving. So just as a heads up, if you are going, plan accordingly. Maybe reserve a parking space or like really plan out where you're going to park, because that is what sent me. I mean, I was panicked. I'm a good driver in the city, but I was getting so frustrated because I literally was like, you know what?
You're a fast driver, I will say. You're like heavy on the gas.
I can be.
Zoom, zoom.
I'm a little zoom, zoom. But I felt trapped in that situation.
Tara had a moment.
I also wasn't on Lexapro at the time. I very much.
We're good now. We're good.
No, we're fine. But I very much felt trapped in that moment. I was like, there is no escape. We have
But it was
no
because
escape.
So much traffic, so much rain. People were just like jaywalking because it was a college town.
It was a college town. No one really cared. Like, cars don't matter. They will just walk into the middle of the street. Massachusetts drivers have a name. We call them massholes.
It was scary.
They were very
Massachusetts
aggressive.
Drivers were aggressive, and like I would not describe. You got into the aggressive driving. I could never have. I would have let everyone merge.
I had to. I was like, well, now I have to turn into an aggressive driver.
Yeah, but once we parked, everything was good.
It was fine.
The only bad thing that happened after that was that we didn't have enough time there because it was
we beautiful. Genuinely spent almost an hour driving around. So yeah. Cut into our time there. However, we still had.
I would say maybe park in Boston.
I don't know.
Make your way.
I don't know. Mapping out the parking garages and where you could potentially find public parking before you get there is the key.
Or if you're going to drive around Connecticut, maybe do that in the morning and stay near Harvard.
Possibly.
And do like a wake up in Harvard sort of thing.
That could be fun.
Because
I will say at our entry point when we did come into Cambridge, that is where we ended up parking. So had we known that parking garage was right there, it would have saved us 45 minutes.
Really, it would have. And it, treacherous 45 minutes that literally felt like 4.5 hours.
Mm-hmm. It was
pretty brutal. Once we did, it was such a beautiful town.
Oh, it was so lovely. And it wasn't really raining. It was like spritzing on and off.
It was misting and a beautiful ambiance.
Yeah.
Of
and
a
we
way.
Stood directly in front of the entrance to Harvard, which felt so monumental to the Gilmore Girls lore because
it was closed.
Of course, it was closed. They were having an event. But we got to.
Which the traffic made sense at that point.
Exactly. We got to see one of the many bookstores because they had a bunch of Harvard merch on sale, which we almost got matching Harvard sweatshirts.
I know. I really regret that we didn't. Because, like, if you want to see, like, us on the actual road and not necessarily, like, all the stops we were making, we have a two-part vlog on Patreon from last year. Mm-hmm. And I just so badly wanted us to be in the car and then get back in the car wearing Harvard gear, a la Rory and Lorelai.
Oh my god, that would have been so fun. And like the sideways hat that Rory wears.
That's really what I wanted.
Oh
I wanted
god,
it for
fun.
The bit.
Yeah, do it for the bit. I love it.
But alas, we did not.
We did not.
But we found one of my favorite cafe
we
places
still talk about
in the
it
world.
All the time.
Tate. And
like
I know
latte.
How to say it because on the cup they say tate like latte.
It's so
and then
cute.
Anytime anyone says it, I'm like tate like latte.
And so many
it's
people know
so
about it.
Good.
It was so adorable. And I wouldn't necessarily equate it to anything in Stars Hollow per se, but it's just it's a bakery.
It's,
you can also get food.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a combination of like Weston's and Luke's, but it's very gardeny.
But it's more sandwichy, salads, coffee, pastry. But it's so good. I also believe it is woman-owned because Emma, who did their cover design, we like randomly, she was like, oh, I went to Boston. I like found this really cute cafe. I was like, she's going to say tate. And she's like, tate.
And try to find bookstores, coffee shops, diners, etc. Things that feel like Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Or just pay a little homage to the show itself. Like, you know, Patty's Restaurant.
Yeah,
stuff
find
like that.
Things that like almost like, you know, when people do that, like follow a color sort of things and they like make their way. Find things that remind you of Gilmore Girls or have similar names, or you don't even have to like look all this up by yourself, because I cannot tell you the amount of people that have sent me this one reel that was like the Stars Hollow of Georgia, and it's a town called Blue Ridge. And literally
there?
From my mom has sent me that. I've been there before, but my mom sent me this reel twice and I was like, when are we going? Do you want to go? Because it's like 90 miles outside of Atlanta, and I live outside of Atlanta, so it's not too terribly far from me.
Okay.
But there are reels like that, I'm pretty sure, for every single state where you can find some. I say every single state, but perhaps not. For most of them that
most
I'm sure
of them.
If you look, search like Stars Hollow, your state, I'm sure someone has made some sort of guide that of what feels Stars Hollow. But if you are in Georgia, there is a Blue Ridge there is a reel of Blue Ridge that I keep getting sent. And it is very cute. It feels very much like Stars Hollow.
Yeah.
It's a very mountainy town. And I think I'm going to make my mom take me. Because she sent me the reel twice, Tara. In addition to all of the apple orchards. I think my mom wants to go on a road trip with me. And she doesn't know how to ask.
You. I love that. That's so fun. I think that's so cool. But also, if you know of places that feel like Stars Hollow to you in your state that you want to share with us, DM us. Our DMs are always open.
Yeah.
We'd love to be able to share that with other people. Maybe we can make a list.
Well, look, compile a list of like towns that you can send us that feel like Stars Hollow in your state. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people will disagree.
I'm sure they
will. Maybe there are people who live in Blue Ridge who love Gilmore Girls and, like,
and they're like, absolutely Stars Hollow.
Absolutely not. I'm sure. Yeah. So just let us know. We'll maybe compile a little how to have Stars Hollow in your home state. If you're not wanting to travel, because that's what we want to do. We love to watch Gilmore Girls, of course, but now we just want to live it. We want to have this experience.
And we want you guys to be able to, too. That's why we put these things together, which is a lot of fun.
I say we, including you, the three of us.
The collective we.
Yes.
On that note, we have so many fun fall episodes planned for this year.
This is just the beginning.
Oh my God. Next week, of course, is the Gilmore Girls anniversary. And then we have Amanda Montell on because we're going to talk about whether or not Gilmore Girls fandom
is Gilmore Girls a cult. Could be.
We're going to do Haley's long-awaited topic of Lorelai and Logan being two sides of the same coin.
Are they the same? Are they not?
Of course, we have a murder mystery episode planned for Halloween. How could we not?
Spooky.
How could we pass up on that? We have so many fun things planned that we can't wait to get into.
I'm excited to build a small town for Election Day. Mm-hmm. That's very autumnal, is to vote in your election. Our election. Mm-hmm. I would say your election because not everyone listens in the US. But if you are listening in the US, do vote. We're going to build a small town that maybe we can make a peaceful place to live.
Yes. Hoping to promote peace this election day.
But we'll also have Gilmore to Read episodes this fall. But we have a lot planned. It's a big time for us and for you.
But first, we have to celebrate the Gilmore Girls anniversary.
And we'll have more to say on that in the next episode.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.